Okay, Bart, settle down. Get comfortable. Here we go. Now, the reason sailors drink so much is because they have to listen to one another's anecdotes again and again and again. In fact, it's enough to drive you from drink. The picturesque Butt and Oyster pub in Pinmill on the River Orwell is anecdote central as far as the East Coast goes. On the South Coast, you have the Jolly Sailor on the Hamble. At the centre of every little cell of steaming sea school mustos, down south it's Henry Lloyd's and Louis Vuitton, there's a ruddy-faced raconteur saying, "Did I ever tell you about?" Whatever's coming, the answer is yes, but no one says, "Well, actually you did," because by then everyone's lost the will to live. And it gets worse, because most well-seasoned, cask-matured anecdotalists have been whacked on the bonce by their booms one too many times. As a result, they live their lives in a never-ending loop of repetition that makes your average parrot sound like an accomplished after-dinner speaker. Confronted by one of these bards locked in their 20-minute spin cycle, you'll lose even the will to die. It's that bad. The worst of it all is that it's all total twaddle, yet it seems to me that for a lot of people the real point of sailing is all about gathering anecdotes to inflict on others. Little does it matter that mostly nothing much happens. I gave up scribbling narrative logs of my little potterings a while back because mostly they contained profundities like nice cheese sandwich or insights such as the water seems quite watery today. These really aren't thoughts worth sharing. They're not even thoughts worth having. But that doesn't matter. The truly accomplished, okayed nautical natterer could spin a trip round Tesco's into a volume the size of the A to D London telephone directory, but with none of the intrigue and drama. You'd hear about a near-counter encounter as the idiot at the helm of the Gigway trolley forced the hero storyteller in the stand on trolley, perilously close to the meat slicer. What's more, he had to contend with a sticky wheel which made the helm all but unhandleable. Looming ahead was the chill cabinet, where temperatures are so perilously low they can keep things cool. At the last moment he shifted a large Swede and Shiraz wine box up to starboard and rounded up just inches from the potatoes. A foot further and then he'd have had his chips. Danger, it seems, is a vital part of nautical twaddle. With non-sailing deaf-mutes, who are, in many ways, the ideal audience, there's no need to lay it on too thick. But with your boaty peers, exaggeration is vital. When I go sailing, I tend to go somewhere, then come back again. Along the way, I sometimes have a bit of a kerfuffle, or maybe even a to-do. Afterwards, I like to pop in my earplugs and pop into the bar, which is thronging with crew of the other boats that have shared the water. You wouldn't believe the day they've had. First off, the benign Force 3 that wafted me lazily along turned out to be a Force 42, gusting 103 on their bit of water. What's more, they barely escaped the snake-haired Medusas of West Mersey when they were boarded by pirate skeleton swordsmen from Tollesbury, by the look of them, before being attacked by a two-headed sea serpent. Fortunately, that was killed by a giant octopus, which then tried to crush the boat and drag it under into the inky murk. The whirlpool tore its tentacles free, fortunately, but then they were sucked down into an Atlantean underworld in a different time-space dimension, ruled by scaly fish people with gills. Somehow, and no one quite knows how, they popped back up just outside Bradwell Creek in time for opening at the Green Man. Now that's what I call a kerfuffle. Trouble is, we've all heard that old story endless times before, and by the end of the evening, countless times more. It's like deja vu meets Groundhog Day all over again. And do you know, it's no bad thing. The sea makes dreamers of us all, sometimes makes us poets too, and heroes to ourselves. Prince Caspian's in a fairy tale Narnia realm of romance and adventure. And why not? After all, it is back to work on Monday. Now, did I tell you about... Bart, come back! Bart, you're like this! Oh, please yourself then.